number of years ago, I had a visitor come. I had never met him before. He came up and he said, "I want to partake of the Lord's Supper, but you won't let me. I don't believe in closed communion." Didn't say who he was. He didn't say, "Good morning, Pastor. I'd like to talk to you." He just blurted that out. And I said, "Good morning. I'm Pastor Bender." And I said, "I understand what you're saying." I said, "The Lord's Supper is open to those who have been baptized. It is closed to those who have not. It's open to repentant Christians who confess faith in Jesus Christ alone for their salvation. It is closed to those who do not. It's open to those who believe that he gives them his true body and blood in the Lord's Supper, but it's closed to those who do not believe that. It's open to penitent sinners, and it's closed to those who are impenitent. It's open to those we share a common confession of faith with. It's closed to those who do not." So his reply was, when I got down to the part about believing Jesus' words, that it is his body and blood, and this is a man that came from a Lutheran congregation, he said, "Well, I have problems with that." And I said, "I respect your right not to believe what those words say, but I can't offer the sacrament to you. I don't want to deny you the Lord's Supper, but I have a responsibility before God to my Lord Jesus and a responsibility to you. And the word of Christ is a serious matter, and we as Christians are called to believe it.